Audio 15. Railroad and Bourgeois Mansions. Where you are now, one of the old wall gates was located, which was demolished in 1882 to make way for what today is the Paseo de la Antigua, and you have walked to the sanctuary where the visit began. Perhaps you have noticed the large building that is located on this walk. It is the other educational center that hosted the city of Arduña, in this case female, the Company of Mary. Several factors led to the establishment of this religious congregation in 1884. One of them was the enthusiasm of one of my ordinarias, Maria de la Neves de la Fuente Gallaza, a student of the order school in Bergara, Guipuscoa. Other factors that had an influence were the existence of the Jesuit school and the fact that Arduña was still a strategic rural enclave for the surrounding regions, as well as its good connections. On either side of this promenade, a good number of mansions were also built in the first third of the 20th century, inhabited by a wealthy bourgeoisie as a summer resort. You have witnessed how Arduña went from being a village to being incorporated and developed as a powerful commercial town, all through different phases and continuous changes. These have continued to take place unceasingly. When they designed this walk, they did so to improve access to Arduña's railroad station, which in 1863 received the inaugural train for the first railroad in Biscay, which departed from Abando station in Bilbao. The path of change has no end. The important thing is not to forget the starting point and the path traveled. What it does end is this self-guided visit, and it does so in the place where it began. It's time to say goodbye. I have enjoyed talking to you about my history, my sights, and my people. I hope that I have helped you to know me better, and that in the process, you have also enjoyed it. Thank you. We are always pleased to hear from you.